Godwin.
Here.
Crunch.
Here.
Needhammer.
Here.
Page.
Here.
Solomon.
Here.
Quorum present.
Consent agenda, purpose of the consent agenda, expedited business by grouping non-county personal items together to be dealt with by one commission motion without discussion. Any member of the commission, staff, or the public may ask that any items on the current agenda be removed and placed as the last item on the new business to receive full discussion. Such requests will be automatically respected. We have approval of the January 28th City Commission regular meeting minutes as presented. Anyone? Looking for a motion?
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any hearing on citizens' comments? And moving on to correspondence, the Boeing City Water Quality Report. Correspondence regarding derailing temporary military operations in northern Michigan. Item C, the Boeing City Main Street GAMSA semifinalist announcement. Boeing City Main Street impact statement. And the correspondence from J.E. Tiffany and Sons regarding the Boyne River Hydro Electric Project license application transfer. Any comments on any of those, Mike, or commissioners, or staff? Let's move on to city manager's report.
A few items for you this evening. In case you're interested, we're issuing AV ballots for the upcoming March 10th presidential primary. I've got copies of the Democratic and Republican Party's ballots here if you'd like to take a look at them before you vote them, assuming that you're going to vote. Cindy has an update, and I was hoping she'd be able to share that with the public, but anybody that's listening on the audio, we've got our incoming deputy treasurer and the transition process taking place in advance of Michelle's March 12th retirement.
James Manko will actually be starting with us on February 24th, will be his real live first start date. But actually he was here on Saturday with Michelle and I. We're just kind of trying to spend a little bit more time with him because it is a pretty big job and there's a lot to learn. James comes to us from Sheboygan County the last 4 years as the financial director. And prior to that he worked for the treasurer's department at the county. We're really excited. He'll be here on Saturday and the following Saturday with us as well. And he's very excited about this position, very excited about moving into Boyne City. And we're really happy to have him. Shelley will be greatly missed. But I think we're going to be doing well. And she has stressed that she's still, you know, when she retires, she'll still be able to help us out when we need it and be able to help James as well, because it is a big job. That utility billing is not something you learn just after one billing. So. But I think he's going to do great, and we're excited.
Continuing on, to let you know the Fire Department Association has purchased 2 new snowmobiles from Otsego County's EMS for use in winter emergency responses, and they're downstairs in the equipment bay. We'd like to take a look at them sometime. At their meeting last night, the Boyne Valley Township Board voted to set up a committee of 2 of their board members and 1 member of the public to meet with us to work on a contract regarding EMS services. Given his previous work in this area for us over a number of years, I've asked Mayor Pro Tem Grunch to serve as one of our committee members and proposing Mayor Needhammer serve as his alternate. So we're waiting to hear from them about actually when we're scheduling it, but I take it as a positive sign that they would formally like to enter into discussions with us. So, as was kind of discussed earlier, Mark gave us the update with regards to the water leak taking place that we're dealing with at South Lake and Lincoln. As I mentioned, it doesn't appear to be frost related because they checked the frost recently and that's only down a foot or two, so not too deep at this point. And the length of the snow we've got will help insulated from that. I'll be out of the office tomorrow to participate in the 3rd of 4 Michigan Municipal League public policy forums. This one will be held in Grand Rapids and is on the future of Michigan with changing climate. And I'll be leaving for Grand Rapids right after tonight's meeting. I'll be reaching out to the commission in the upcoming days about scheduling a work session to receive a report and discuss the financial condition of our sanitary and water funds. sanitary sewer and water funds from our soft financial consultants. You may recall that we expanded that to include the water fund a few meetings ago. Spoiler alert, they're both in very good condition. We've also begun some discussions with them on possible ways to address the funding for the marina, and we may want to take some time to talk with them about that as well, too. They've indicated that this meeting would probably be about 2.5 hours. I was trying to see if I could have scheduled it with one of our upcoming budget work sessions to combine the two, but I think I'm going to have it on a separate day. I think it'd just be too much to try and fit into one evening. So I'm looking at dates to see what days are available for everybody. And just if you could let me know, maybe just right now, are you folks okay with considering potential date times? Obviously, I'd give you a list of days and potentially consider it. I mean, Dean, you might have some conflicts with work at the mountain and stuff. But if we could at least consider those, it might open up some options with regards to that. So I don't know if that's a possibility.
I'm good with days.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get you some days to look at, and I also just want to thank, having more and more of the commissioners let me know when they're planning trips and stuff like that, and when I have that on my calendar and I'm trying to juggle and propose dates, it really helps out and saves a lot of time not proposing dates if people who can't be here. So thank you for that. At your places today is a copy of Network Northwest's new Benchmarks Northwest data resource. They just came out with this, and they presented it at their board meeting last week. And I asked him for some copies so you could each have some of them. There's some basic summary information on page 3 and then information on Charleroi County on pages 8 and 9. And it's all broken down by county, but it has some interesting information I thought you might find useful. This Friday, the 14th at 4:30 p.m. is the last day to pay the most recent winter property taxes without penalty here. So if you haven't paid your taxes yet, that's the time to do it. And if you have any questions on anything else, I'd be glad to try and address them.
Thank you, Mike. Anything, commissioners? Okay. Moving on to reports of officers, boards, and standing committees, we have the draft minutes from the Main Street meeting on January 2nd, the draft minutes of the January 9th Parks and Rec Commission meeting, the draft minutes of the January 13th Economic Development Corp meeting. We have the draft minutes from the January 13th Local Development Finance Authority meeting, the draft minutes from the January 20th Historical Commission meeting, and the draft minutes of the January 20th Planning Commission meeting, and the draft minutes from the January 23rd meeting. Any questions, comments on any of this information? Okay. We have no old business. Moving on to new business. Item A, wastewater treatment plant aeration, lower and over repairs.
I get the memo in your packet there. Back in December, we had one of the blower motors go out with some bad bearings. And we did get a quote from Jet Pump. They were for $9,953. And while we're waiting for additional quotes, it's difficult to get quotes up here sometimes because there's only two or three pump people that do pump repair, and they're all downstate. So I did finally get, by the time I got a second quote, a second blower motor seized up. You know, these motors are 14 years old now, and so the quote from Professional Pump was $6,500, and that was the labor to pull both motors and reinstall them. And so the additional charge in there would be for the maintenance once they get them tore apart, see if it just needs a bearing, see if the motor's still good. And we're breaking it down, you know, the one from Jet Pump was $8,000 just for the labor to pull one. You know, and Professional Pump, there was $6,500 to pull two of them. So my recommendation is that we go with Professional Pump. They were the manufacturer's rep for those blowers that are out there, the Kaiser blowers. So my recommendation is that we go with the Professional Pump for this repair. Take any questions.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments? Mike?
Just want to make sure that the commission's aware of the price that's in here from Professional Pump for the $6,500 is basically for them to tear them down. There will be additional costs associated depending on what they find.
Thank you, Mike. Ron?
Yes. Do we keep any additional pumps on hand that are ready to go?
No, for these, we have four aeration blowers, and we're typically only using two at a time. So we
alternate at that time.
Yeah, we alternate them. Yeah, so we have backups for those. We don't really have any spares for those on hand because the four are considered.
Don't keep a spare, though?
No.
Okay. I'm good with it.
Okay. Dean?
Okay.
Sound good? And so I. Looking for a motion?
I move that the commission authorize the city manager to sign the quote from Special Homes and Land that proceeds to work.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Conklin?
Aye.
French?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Page?
Aye.
Solomon?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Let's move on to item D, turf fertilization contract extension recommendation.
Thank you, Mayor. Last year, we solicited bids on fertilization of the roughly 30 acres of turf that the city owns that we actually manicured, that we actually cut. And so we received two bids. We awarded it to the low bid. The low bid performed well for us last year. We received many compliments during the year and even into the fall of the quality of, you know, how good the turf looked throughout the year. So, you know, that's certainly one indicator of a well-performing fertilization program. So they approached me last month with a contract extension for this coming year with a recommendation that we actually reduce the amount of fertilizer that's being placed on the sports fields. So we eliminate the mid-summer application, only do the spring pre-emergent and crabgrass prevention, and then the fall fertilizer on those playing fields. They think that the outcome is going to be as good as it was last year without that additional application, and I agree. So if we accept their slight cost increase over last year, which is to cover some additional wage increase for their employees and material costs, which have gone up, that resulted in about 2.2% increase in the cost compared to last year. So the expense this year would be $13,600, and we have included those funds in the budget that you're going to see in the coming weeks.
Thank you. Mike?
I concur with the comments. I really noticed a difference in the quality of the lawn around here at the city facilities complex compared to previous years. 2 years ago was the first year that we pretty much took over the lawn, and it seemed to kind of diminish in quality. And last year, it really seemed, especially towards the end of the summer, it really started to look really more robust and I thought much more attractive. So
it is still low phosphorus, a slow release program, three-step program.
Yeah.
Which I think that was a question that was asked last year.
Yeah.
So I can tell the difference, and I'm not a lawn expert by any means.
I think the question, environmentally safe, and you just answered it.
Right. Okay. Well, where is it applied, Tim?
So every one of the manicured parks, the parks that we mow, pretty much waterfront parks, Rotary, a small area, let me think. Well, there's nothing at Avalanche that they actually fertilize.
Peninsula Beach?
Peninsula, yeah. Yeah, anything, any one of the waterfront parks is on the list. And then they do also those two industrial park entrances off of M-75 at either end. Those are small areas. That's pretty much it.
At this point, you're not fertilizing open space. We are.
You're not. No.
Okay. You got anything, Dean?
No.
Sally?
Mm-hmm. Good.
All right. Okay. Looking for a motion?
Move to approve the contract extension of 1 year and award the purchase order to Northern Green Lawn North for the 2020 turf fertilization services in amount not to exceed $13,600 and authorize the city manager to execute the documents.
Second.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Grunch.
Aye.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Page.
Aye.
Solomon.
Aye.
Conklin.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Anticipating that we will not have action item after we come out of closed session, we can do go to the order now. Anything, commissioners?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Announcements, the City Commission and Parks and Rec Commission joint work session for Avalanche and Open Space Concept Review is scheduled for Thursday. That's the first
Will we get anything in advance of that, Tim, or are they going to present that at the meeting?
I'll ask. I'll ask tomorrow. And later on today, we're planning to bring a hard copy this time. Let everybody kind of take away.
So when you say a joint City Commission and Parks and Rec Commission, but there won't be an action item from... And then the next regular City Commission meeting is scheduled for February 25th at noon. So at this time, at 7:15, I will make a motion to request the City Manager to go in closed session to consider a periodic personnel evaluation of public officers provided under NCL 15.268 of the Michigan Open Meetings Act.
Second.
Wait a second. Discussion. Roll call, please.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Page.
Aye.
Solomon.
Aye.
Conklin.
Aye.
Grunch.
Aye.
Motion carried.